I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the community for the tremendous outpouring of compassion and generosity that we saw in response to that urgent appeal.
Care for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, in your browser, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial or the push buttons, you can set it to 102.9. That's the number. Here today in the Franklin Food Pantry with a couple of great folks to talk about the Pantry Elves annual appeal. Is it already that time? We're it getting is. Into that season?
It is. It is already Pantry Elves time.
Oh, my. Marcia Tate, thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you, Steve. We appreciate all your support so much.
And Jen Johnson, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. So nice to see you.
It's good to be here. This is the happening place.
For sure.
It is happening, yes.
And because of some other circumstances, much more so now, but I mean, even with the strategic plan, you had an outline for between fundraising around certain events, certain details. Now that you're kind of been really settled into the new space, things were rolling, and then all of a sudden, something's happened.
For sure. The world has turned upside down a little bit.
Just a wee bit?
Just a little bit, yeah. We, as people know, there was a lot of coverage in the news about SNAP payments being delayed or held. Here in Massachusetts, fortunately, Governor Healey decided to fully fund all of the SNAP recipients for November. So they have, as of this recording today, should have received their payments in full for November.
Right.
But at the federal level, there were some changes made to the program, which will now probably go into effect in December, even though with the shutdown being negotiated, the SNAP payments will be funded federally. However, there are some changes to the program. So some people will receive less than they were receiving, even in November.
Right. And for reference, if I recall correctly, it goes back to what they called the Big Beautiful Bill. There were changes in the requirements and things of that sort.
Yes.
That is what's changing.
Yes.
The shutdown and the funding issues were just other consequences.
Yes. And the shutdown negotiation that happened fully funded SNAP for a year. So at the moment, the interpretation is, even if in January, for some reason, the government shuts down again, which is possible, SNAP payments should go forward.
Right.
But they will go forward with those other changes to the program, work requirements, and some other things that will affect a minority of SNAP recipients, but may affect some of our clients.
Correct. Yeah. So the more things change, the more things change, I think, is probably the better way to say it.
It feels like that lately.
It's like, oh, today it's Tuesday. Oh, what's, oh, this is happening. Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly.
And at least in the new building, between the volunteers and the fundraising, you're still obviously facing increased demands?
Yes, that's an important point. Demand has been increasing ever since we moved into this building.
Correct.
And in the last several months, it was ramping up even in advance of the government shutdown and the challenges with SNAP payments.
Sure.
Now, we did see a dramatic increase in the last few weeks. We had a couple of weeks ago, we served nearly 400 families, which is an all-time high.
400 in a week?
400 in 1 week.
Wow.
One Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, we served 215 families on one day. 32 new clients registered that same day, and 85 families during our curbside pickup that evening.
Right.
So those are all new highs for us, new all-time highs. And we have been preparing for this for some time. We saw the tsunami coming, as most people did.
Right.
And so we've been gradually ramping up. We did issue an urgent appeal on October 22nd. People may have received that. That was done entirely by email and on social media, mm-hmm. so there was no mailing involved in that.
Correct.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the community for the tremendous outpouring of compassion and generosity that we saw in response to that urgent appeal. Unfortunately, I think demand will continue at this high level for some time.
Right. Yeah, it's just, it's staggering to see. Mm-hmm. But hopeful that the community has generally continued to respond, and as long as we can continue to do so, you can continue the operations too.
Yes, we are very confident right now that we can meet the demand, even mm-hmm. if it continues to increase a bit further.
Right.
So, and that is entirely because of the generosity of the community and our supporters. And you mentioned that we're sitting in the pantry, so I know when you came in, you can see the shelves are stocked, the warehouse is full right now.
There's extra boxes around in different places where there's normally not boxes.
So for now, we want our clients to feel reassured that they can continue to receive the support that they need from us. And we do continue to fundraise.
Right.
Hence Pantry Elves.
Hence Pantry Elves.
Yes.
And Pantry Elves has been certainly an evolution. It was Food Elves.
Yes.
And then it kind of morphed more recently into the Pantry Elves.
The Pantry Elves, yes. The way it started was a couple little ones with their little wagon went around and collected food.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicked off the whole Food Elves initiative. Now what we do is everything is done online. So all of the Pantry Elves work, instead of going house to house like they used to do years ago, is now done online,
mm-hmm.
which is super easy, especially this day and age. My kids, I can attest, are on their phones all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody's online, and it's a perfect way to raise funds for the pantry. And I know young people are always asking, how can we help? Mm-hmm. How can we get involved?
Right.
And this is a great opportunity for kids, middle and high school students, up through college to get involved and raise very important funds for the pantry.
Mm-hmm. And I think it taps into, clearly while we talk community, there are aspects of the community between the seniors, kind of the middle parent group, and then the youth. The youth are digital natives to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
So you're tapping into something that they're already on their devices, might as well do a little extra good.
We're speaking their language, right?
Yes.
And it's perfect. It's very easy to do as well. Kids can go right to our website, franklinfoodpantry.org. You'll see the little Pantry Elves icon. It's our logo with a cute little elf hat.
Mm-hmm.
You click on that, and it brings you to a landing page, and you simply click on Become an Elf, and it sends you to a Google form. These kids know Google Forms very well. They all live in Google Classroom all day long. You fill that out, and then I will email a Pantry Elves toolkit, and that has everything they need to know, how to set up their crowdfunding page, how to ask for donations, some information about the pantry so they can help be ambassadors for us,
mm-hmm.
and they will earn 12 hours of community service.
Which is usually good for
Huge.
Them as well.
Yes. So this is perfect. There's a lot of youth groups in town. There's the Lion's Heart groups. There's the Community Service Club at the high school, DECA,
mm-hmm.
National Honor Society.
Sure.
Lots of groups in town that I know are looking for community service hours, and this is a perfect way to not only get your hours, but to give back to your community as well.
Correct. And then there's a link as well at this time to a purple envelope that's going to come. If it hasn't, it'll be coming soon.
Any day. Those iconic grape, galaxy grape, it's called, purple envelopes. We started last year supplementing the Food Elves or the Pantry Elves, the kids campaign, with a mail appeal at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still using those brilliant purple envelopes, so they kind of stand out in your
junk
mail.
They do stick out.
They do stick out. It's hard to ignore. And that appeal is going exclusively to residences and businesses in Franklin. We do not mail that to anyone outside of Franklin.
Right.
Because this is a long Franklin tradition.
Right.
Sometimes people have asked me, why are you still doing that this year? Because you just did that urgent appeal.
The urgent appeal was specific responding to things that had not been planned for.
Exactly, Steve. That's exactly right. We had to respond to the moment. Mm-hmm. But the Pantry Elves appeal will generate funding that will sustain us in the early months of 2026.
Correct.
And so we had to go forward with it. Mm-hmm. It is a different way of reaching people. It's a mail appeal. It's only going to residences and businesses in Franklin. So if you out there listening responded to the urgent appeal, thank you so much. And please consider making a gift to the Pantry Elves as well, either in response to a young person in your life knocking, you know, calling you or emailing you. They don't call. They
or email. Texting.
Or texting. Or to the purple envelope in your mail.
Yep. Yep. Whether one of the social channels, they could reach out. Hey, totally.
Right.
Or the purple envelope. Right. Yes, definitely. And to reinforce as well, and I think we mentioned it early on, I know we talked about it in the preview, but you have a strategic plan.
Yes.
And effectively, you've been executing on the strategic plan. And there are certain events that happen strategically positioned through the year. So you're not depending on one thing to really fund everything. You've got multiple events.
That's right. We do events throughout the year. The only time we don't really have one planned is July and August because people are busy.
Summertime.
But throughout the year. So Jen, we'll talk about in a moment. I'm sure Turkey Trot is also coming up on Thanksgiving morning. And then as we get into the spring, we have our party for the pantry in March.
Right.
We have the Empty Bowls dinner at the high school in May.
Yep.
And then a little hiatus until we start it all again next fall. Mm-hmm. And in addition, we also do our annual appeal mailing in the spring. So that is a mailing to every donor as well as residents and businesses in Franklin.
So that's a broader distribution mail with the purple envelope.
Yes, exactly. So yes, we've been making progress toward the goals in our strategic plan for 2 years now. So believe it or not, there's only 1 year left to it after this year. Time flies.
And then you'll have to do that cycle again.
We will have to do it again.
With a new set of circumstances. And certainly the volume seems to have increased. So that'll be a factor going forward. And who knows what the winds will have for other factors.
That's right. Exactly. So this is all Pantry Elves, Turkey Trot. This is all part of our annual activities. So we were working on those all along. And then we started all of a sudden responding to the urgent moment. And now we're still dealing with that, but we're moving forward with our regular activities as well.
Right. And one of the key pieces in terms of the elves is the financial donation, because it gives the flexibility to the pantry. Clearly, you will still take hard goods in whatever food drives, but you also coordinate with your partners, whether Greater Boston, any of the markets, Spoonfuls.
Boston Gleaners now is a new partner.
Right.
Yes. And because of the generosity of the community and also because of our new truck, thanks to BJ's Foundation and Vendetti Motors, because of those two things, we now can purchase in bulk. So some of the things that we like to give to our clients year-round, personal care items, household cleaning items, things like that that are non-perishable, we now, our operations director, Ann McGillis, has negotiated bulk buying so that we can take pallets of those goods.
As opposed to just boxes.
Here and there,
pallets are much
pallets
bigger.
Pallets are huge.
And you can buy cheaper by the volume,
much
which is
cheaper.
The key.
So those donations come into play there as well, because we can then take those donations, buy in bulk for much less than any of us could buy something retail off a shelf, even on sale or with a coupon.
Correct.
So that's really important. And that is new for us, being able to do that at that volume. We also have some newly donated offsite warehouse space from a vendor over on Kenwood Circle. Tylett and Moore is the name of the warehouse.
Tylett and Moore on Kenwood Circle.
On Kenwood Circle. They are not retail. They're an intermediary between the manufacturer and construction companies. And they had excess warehouse space because goods come and go from their space.
Yep.
So we can store some of those non-perishable items there, which means they're also not taking up space here.
Right.
So those donated dollars are very important to our operations.
And then going back to the truck actually lives on, because while you got the new one, yes, bigger capacity, the other one went elsewhere, and it's helping them in Natick.
Natick Service Council, and we just saw last week that they have rebranded it with their logo.
Of
finally.
Course. For why should they have the food pantry logo on it?
For a while they were still driving it around, which was okay by us.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, sure.
Right,
exactly.
It's their truck.
It's their truck now, so yes, it's in use at the Natick Service Council, which is great. It's wonderful.
That was a very heartwarming story. Yes.
It was. And some people may not remember that that truck was originally purchased by us with a grant from the Greater Boston Food Bank. Mm-hmm. So now we have the new truck through a grant from BJ's Foundation, and we were able to give the first truck to another Greater Boston Food Bank pantry, which is the Natick Service Council.
Yeah. It's interesting how the relationships like that are. On the one hand, it takes time to build them, but then once they're built, they can enable things to happen kind of fairly quickly.
Totally. It is all, as we say in advancement, as you know, it's all about the relationships, all about building those relationships.
Yeah, so since you mentioned advancement, by disclosure, yes, I am participating on a couple of committees for the food pantry. So while I do this in my part-time, I also help them in many other ways. Yeah. So just by disclosure.
Yeah, so those relationships are very important. And in fact, the donated warehouse space came through another person who participates in advancement.
Correct.
And on the board, Allegra Franklin. Mm-hmm. So all these things are, one thing leads to another.
Yes, the net working, gradually expanding the net and then letting the net continue to work.
It's
kind of like gardening. You just can't throw the seed in and expect something to happen. You've got to tend it.
Totally. It's totally like gardening. That's a great metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So to recap, purple envelopes, if they're not there, they're about to be there in your mailbox. Franklin area only. And then for the youth from middle school through college, the Pantry Elves is an opportunity for somebody to take action?
Yes, exactly. And the registration is open. We're asking all potential elves to sign up by December 1st, if possible. You go on our website, click the link to become an elf, and then fundraise during the month of December. And also, if you receive a purple envelope and you would rather write a check, maybe you don't want to pay online, you could write a check. There's a spot on the remittance envelope to write your elf's name.
Ah, so they can tie back into...
Correct, right. So if your neighbor across the street is an elf and reaches out and you get that envelope, feel free to write their name on there, and it will go to their crowdfunding page as well.
And then the magic of the behind-the-scenes processing, people are putting those things together.
Exactly.
So the elves will get the credit where due.
They sure will, yes.
Yeah, it's part of a lot of the work. And I think I had heard it was like 400 volunteers, but that's also grown recently?
Yes. Oh, totally. We had been averaging about 125 volunteers in the pantry every week.
In order to just operate.
Normal operations.
Right.
We're up to 200 volunteers a week right now. Because of the increased volume of food and goods that are coming through. We are not actively recruiting for volunteers right now, so you will not find the application on our website now.
Yep.
But we do hope to reopen again in January for the rest of the year, so we will be taking new volunteers again.
You're going to be a little bit busy in this holiday period.
Yes. Yes, absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I assume one of the other pieces that you offer is kind of if people are not aware what the pantry is and does, tours.
By all means, send an email to info@franklinfoodpantry.org and requesting a tour, and we will make sure that someone gets back to you with to set up a time and
mutually convenient.
So we're still giving tours to people who are interested, and we love to do group tours, so if someone has a group that's interested, just shoot us an email and we'll make sure that
community
happens.
Group, business group,
we have to go back to Jen's earlier point, we've had scouts in here, we've had some elementary classes in here, so we're very willing and happy to do that.
Sure.
Still
I've seen recently in the social, different corporate entities, yes, who are neighbors in the area, yes, send their teams in as well. So that's all good.
It's very good. Yeah. In fact, we just had a corporation last week call us and say that they have an internal grant program. As you know, I write our grants as well, mm-hmm, but this one I didn't have to write. It was internal. And what they are doing is they are applying for funding to purchase personal care items, and they're going to do a group project. It may actually take place at their facility, sure, not at ours, where right, they put kits together.
Okay.
And then they bring the kits. So if you have an idea for your business and you don't see it on our website, mm-hmm, or you're not sure,
right,
by all means reach out to me, because I'm happy to work with your business to see how we can put something together that, yeah, works for you. Mm-hmm.
That brings up another good point we hadn't covered yet, although we have in prior conversations, but clearly in the SNAP benefits, some things are covered, but personal care items, feminine products, even pet food, mm-hmm, all of which generally are still needed by the household in order, mm-hmm, to maintain both the health of themselves and their pets, because they're related.
You can't spend SNAP on them.
Right.
And
that's
very
where it
expensive.
Provides a good opportunity for, yes, these other teams, groups, fundraising efforts.
Exactly. Yes, all of those things, and household cleaning products, all of those things you cannot use your SNAP benefits for.
Right.
And one of the things that absolutely flies off our shelves are oral care products, toothpaste,
sure,
all, yeah, of that. So important to people's health to take care, yeah, of your oral care, your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have them, they go very quickly. So
right,
that is something that we often encourage people, if they're doing a drive, to do that. Also, they don't expire very quickly.
Which is one of the benefits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So we can, if we have a surplus, then we can hang on to them for a while. They don't,
right,
they don't go to waste. So, but pet food, we're always looking for pet food.
Diapers,
wipes,
mm-hmm, those are huge.
Right. Yes,
so
thank
expensive.
You.
Sure.
Baby
so
wipes,
expensive.
Also not covered.
And
by
essential,
your
right? Right? Essential.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we don't take is baby formula or baby food. And the reason for that is it just expires very quickly.
Which is one of the issues you have to manage,
yes,
the expiration dates of all of that. And you've got a bunch of things to manage anyway.
Yes.
And that tends to move quicker than you can respond to.
That's exactly why. But if people do, sometimes people do drop off baby food and,
mm-hmm,
formula, we just send it off to churches or other organizations in the community that can use it.
Right.
However,
so
that is
that's still an extra, gets used.
It still gets,
yes,
used, but
right,
that is an extra step for,
right,
us. So
right,
if you're interested in the baby category, go with the diapers and wipes, because those,
mm-hmm,
we always need.
Right. And then as part of that, changing needs, the current needs, whether via the Amazon wish list,
mm-hmm,
or the current needs list, that's updated on a regular basis on the pantry page.
Yes, absolutely. On our website, it's always up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And changing frequently depending,
yes,
upon what's going on.
Yep, that's exactly right. So if people are looking for ways to help, we'd encourage you, as we've been talking about, to please donate if you can. Organize a food or fun drive in your neighborhood, you know, with your social group, whatever it may be, with your kids' activities. And also, you just mentioned it, check our Amazon wish list,
mm-hmm,
because that's where our most current needs are listed.
Right. Yeah, and that's easy. You can just go to Amazon wish list, click on it. It ships to a facility and then comes here, as,
yes,
I understand it. So it makes it easier.
Volunteers pick it up.
That's how about that?
One of those volunteer jobs we were talking about. Volunteers go and pick it up and bring it to us.
Yes, yes, that's all good.
Another way to help, too, if you'd like, is Turkey Trot. The registration is still open.
Right.
If you would like to join us on Thanksgiving morning, you can register online up until the night before. And it is $30 to go ahead and register and join us at 8 a.m. at 91 Jordan Road for the Turkey Trot.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited. I know I'll see you there, Steve.
We will be
this
there.
This year's t-shirt. Steve has all the t-shirts. I think, yep, all, right?
I'm missing at least one, maybe two. But otherwise, it's fairly
okay. All right. You'll have to. I'm sure you're excited to see this year's shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, we keep it a surprise, yeah, for
the weather
color.
Says it might be a little cool that morning. But, you know, when
you're
into
when you're running.
When you're into a crowd, whether you're walking or running,
mm-hmm,
or strolling, you've got the warmth of the others around you.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's family friendly. Grab the kids. Kids under five are free. Grab the stroller. You can walk. You can trot. You can run. Whatever you'd like to do. And then once you cross that finish line, you can join us for a light breakfast. We mm-hmm. will have some door prizes that we will be giving away as well. And it's just a great community event and a great way to start the holiday as well.
And we have a new feature this year.
Yes, that's thank right. you, Marsha. We have a costume contest this yes. year because every year you guys show up looking amazing. I mean, I, mm-hmm. the one that sticks out is the young woman who was in the inflatable turkey costume who beat me, by the way. I don't know how she did it. She was amazing. But everybody loves to come mm-hmm. dressed up, get in the spirit.
Right, with the pie hats and the turkey things.
Oh, the turkey leg
headbands.
It's
turkey
amazing.
Turkey tutus.
Turkey tutus.
Yep. Socks. We'll have the photo booth again. That was also a big hit last year. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to our presenting sponsor as well, GNC Plumbing and Heating. They will be there as well.
Right.
It's just a really fun day. And like I said, you don't have to be an avid runner. You can walk. Just come hang out and start your mm-hmm. holiday with everybody.
Yeah. Some of our neighbors are making plans. We're going to go catch up. Yes, we'll meet you there.
Perfect.
And we have the conversation to catch up as to what's happened during the year.
It's really nice because I feel like that's what people do, right? They just see each other every mm-hmm. year at the Turkey Trot, and it's right. it's a great way to get together. So franklinturkeytrot.org. You can go right on there.
Right.
Sign up online, or if you decide you wake up the morning of, you
like, can still do that.
Yes, you can still just come on in. Registration will go to 7:30 that morning. So if you wake up at 7, you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Come on by. We'll get you in.
Go for it.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot happening, but a lot of goodness, mm-hmm. and the opportunities are broad in terms of continuing to help the goodness yes. that's happening.
And I think it's a great thing to be involved with, Steve. I mentioned earlier the tremendous outpouring of compassion and generosity for the community. And in the last few weeks, you will often hear us saying to each other, volunteers and staff in the halls, how good it feels to be a part of something mm-hmm. that is so positive at this point in time.
Yep.
You know, we're helping people. People feel good when they come here to shop. And you can feel good about your contributions, too. So it's a wonderful place to be at this moment.
Now, thank you for spending some time this morning to share all the goodness that's happening. And people can certainly follow the links. The links will be in the show notes as well. Or go to the food pantry page, Turkey Trot page. Take action, whatever you can do. We thank you for that. So thank you for taking time today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Always good to see you.
Always.
It's good to be here because, as you said, it's a worthy cause.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick reminder to the listeners, thank you for listening. And we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.